The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
These days mark the anniversary of the victory of Islam after an era of darkness covering the entirety of the earth. These days are the days that the light of the Ahlul Bayt, the light of the Imam of our time, started to shine on the earth again. Through the revolution of the Ahlul Bayt, the Islamic revolution, and establishing in one part of the world, starting in that part of the world, the Islamic government. The Islamic government has not attacked any location. They didn't initiate any war, any battle. That's what Islamic governments generally do. That's what the Prophet did. Initiate any enmity, any antagonism, any aggression. No, they weren't involved in any aggression. The wars inside the country by people that the CIA sent to try to take the Islamic Republic apart from Kurdistan, from Khuzestan, from Azerbaijan, from the area where the Turkmens are, from Sistan and Baluchistan, these areas, and Munafiqin, Mujahideen al-Khalq, as they call themselves, the killing, the mass killings, 17,000 people. Then the Islamic government fighting them is fighting a foe, an enemy that has opened fire on you. They defended themselves. It's all defensive. Saddam was supported by the West and the East at the time. The USSR was with Saddam as well. To fight against the Islamic Republic, the Islamic Republic fought back. It was defensive. The government responded there defensive. Israel occupied Lebanon. The Islamic Republic helped the Lebanese. They defended themselves, kicked Israel out. The Palestinians, Hamas, Jihad al-Islami, the other organizations that are there, their war is defensive. They're defending themselves. In Syria, the war has been defensive. In Iraq, it's been defensive. In Yemen, it's defensive. What the people did to overthrow the regime in Yemen was not to bring out weaponry. It's people coming out in support. It's the support of the people. The arms are used when they're attacked in defense. The people of the world. If it wasn't for the people of Yemen supporting this movement to overthrow the tyranny that was there, it would have never happened, even if you had Houthis and others who believed in a different system. No, the people had to support. And the only reason why this is continuing is because the people of Yemen support. In Iraq, if it wasn't for the support of the people, the Americans would have installed another puppet in Iraq after Saddam. It was the support of the people that didn't allow the Americans to do that. Now the Americans want to stay and keep their base there. It's the Iraqi people that support the Americans being kicked out entirely. And that support is what's going to get them out. In Syria, similarly, in Lebanon, in the world, and on a global scale, if this revolution is going to reach the revolution of the Imam of our time, which it will, definitely. That's a promise that we've been given. The path to it is this. People's support, following the instructions from leadership, the numbers of people who do that increasing, their understanding increasing, their support increasing, and what will happen will be on a global scale. None of these powers will be able to stand against the people of the world. None of them. No Zionist can stand against the people of the world. And they have fragmented the people of the world in so many different ways, based on race, based on language, based on religion, based on so many different things, so that they can never get along with each other to overthrow that tyranny. All they need to do is this: unite under a just leadership and stand together. No military, but the military will come to them. The military of the United States will join the Imam of our time. It will. This will definitely happen. The generals were ordered, just like in the revolution in the Islamic Republic, the generals ordered the soldiers, the lower ranking commanders, to open fire against the people. Eventually, when one of the commands that Imam Khomeini gave, even before he went back to Iran, when he was still in France, the last stop he had before coming back to Iran, he said, I order all the soldiers to leave their military bases. People left. Commanders left. Those who stayed, when they were told to open fire against the people, they would turn around and shoot the commander who ordered that. The army surrendered. The generals had to surrender. They had no other choice. Why? Because the military joined the revolution. The military joined the revolution. There's a picture of the on the 19th of Bahman, the 12th of Bahman is when Imam Khomeini came in. A week later, the most Americanized part of the army, the Air Force, that were many of them, if not all of them, were trained in Texas, in the United States of America. That's how America, their English, their exposure to American culture, the souvenirs they must have taken from the U.S., the last part of the military that they would think would fall to the revolution was the Air Force. Yet you have, there's a picture, the whole courtyard that they're visiting Imam Khomeini is filled with officers from the Air Force, all saluting Imam Khomeini. They joined the government, they joined the revolution, they joined the Islamic Republic. If the people support, part of that people will be the militaries of the world. We don't need bombs. People need to understand, and we need to support. If we understand this, which according to these verses, we should understand it, and we do our part in us supporting this, and we do our part in getting the word out, we do our part in exposing kufr. One of the other things we have here is about Samiri. Samiri tricked and presented something, created a fitna, Banu Israel moved away from. That's another very difficult part to read and take on board. This can happen to us, and part of us are doing this. The kuffar have created fitan. They said, oh, these are Shias. They tried to disconnect the Sunni world from the movement. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all the fitan, Hamas, which is not Shia, is still with the Islamic Republic, the Islamic movement, and they're making that more and more public. Many people in Yemen are not Shia. The Houthis are Shia, they're Zaydi, generally at least. They could have, and they tried so hard, and they are trying, all these fitan. Another thing, ethnicity. Oh, they're Iranians, you're Pakistani, you're Afghan. Look at how they're treating Afghans. Put this, they did this on the border, they did that on the... They're not Arab, you guys are Arab. You need to get close to the countries of the Gulf. The Emirates, Qatar, all these countries that are buddies with the Zionists, with Western powers, you guys should be with them. Iraqis, don't listen. These guys are Ajam, they're Persians. They're this, that, the other. Don't be with them. Your problems are because of them. All these different fitan. Through deception, some people are falling. We got to make sure we don't fall for that. were not of the ones who joined the Samiri of the time, these various forms of media.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.